2016 looks like it's fast going to be remembered as the season of the draw. I think we've got had 23 out of 37 completed matches in Division 1 now.
Good stat. Yeah, there've been quite a few draws. There's been some very good cricket as well, I think. It's been maybe with all nine teams being pretty even. It's competitive stuff all the way through. And today, you know, today was the same competitive stuff right from ball one. Ultimately, they didn't feel that they could really bowl us out, so they, you know, they chose to try and get through the day without any damage. But you know, it was a lot still could have happened at 11 o'clock this morning. There was plenty that could have unfolded, and just because the first 3 days has unfolded relatively slowly, it didn't mean that today was going to be the same. So as it turned out, no, neither of us could force a result, but still pretty good cricket, I thought.
I mean, the ball was turning quite a bit and wobbling around over the period, but I mean, we have seen these final days where a load of wickets has come and we have a position where somebody can go on to win. But as you say, Hampshire started very steadily this morning. Come lunchtime, it was clear there was probably only going to be one result in this.
They started steadily, but I have to give credit to Graham and Paul first up this morning. The first hour's bowling was probably our best period of bowling in the game. May even have been the best period of bowling in the game, but certainly our best period of bowling. Both of them were absolutely spot on. And you know, Hampshire had to play extremely well to get through it, only losing the one wicket. It's the kind of spell that could have taken four, and that would have made a more interesting final 5 hours maybe. But it didn't. They fought through. Credit to Jimmy Adams especially for getting through that. But I think Graham and Paul were outstanding at 11 o'clock this morning.
Looking for positives, halfway stage of the season, you're still unbeaten in the Championship?
I don't think I have to look too hard for positives. We're playing some pretty good cricket.
At the end of this game, I mean, you know.
Well, Keaton again has been excellent. It's almost becoming a bit of a broken record, that one. As I say, the bowling this morning was really top-notch. Paul Coughlin's, you know, threw two first-class games in 2 weeks, which is, for him, is good, but it's not just about, you know, the fact that he's bowling overs, it's the fact that it's good quality. And he was getting better, I thought, there. His last spell there was good too. So I think there's plenty for us to be pretty positive about. Barry McCarthy as well. I mean, good game for Barry again.
Unfortunately, without trying to single anybody out, but the wicketkeeper batsman role in the team's obviously an important one. Michael Richardson has struggled in recent weeks, hasn't he? He hasn't had a big score really, other than, I think it was a half century at Surrey back in May. He's struggling to make those big runs that you want from a number six.
Yeah, we need runs from our top seven, really. I mean, top seven have to be 100 scores. That's the way the team's set up. And all the guys know that. I mean, and Michael's working, you know, really hard to get that. It's not quite happening for him at the moment. And he's in one of those little periods where when things aren't quite going your way, you know, he gets out there to bat and there's probably only three balls before the new ball's due. And it's maybe when you're not in the best of nick, that's not really what you want. But yeah, those things that do happen. But he's a pretty tough character. He'll work his way through it.
You lost Chris Rushworth early in the game to a hamstring issue, which I gather is not too serious. It was more a precaution to leave him out the last day or so.
A bit more than a precaution. There is, you know, some damage, but it's certainly not as bad as it could have been. He wasn't going to bowl second innings. It wasn't just to do with the fact of the state of the game. He just wasn't going to bowl. So we'll probably have a look and see how he is Saturday. If he can have a bowl Saturday and pulls up okay Sunday, then he may still be in contention for that game.
2020 wise, you return to that now. Everybody else will be playing Friday, so you sit that round of matches out. You've got a bit of an uphill task because of the fact that the weather hasn't helped you the last two games more than anything. We don't know how those games would have panned out, but you've lost two fixtures there that you could have got wins out of, perhaps.
Yeah, you don't know if the weather's helped us or not helped us, really. I mean, it's difficult to say. Knott's away is a tough fixture, and they looked like they had a bit of a crackerjack side that day as well. So, I mean, that may have been really tough for us, but We'd have been positive about winning it. And the game at home, obviously, we do like playing at home. We play some decent stuff. We play our better stuff at home, that's for sure. They could have gone better. But I don't think we're quite dead. We've still got a lot to play for in the competition, and we'll be going into Sunday pretty positive.
And finally, Leicestershire is a side you struggle against down at Grace Road, but you generally don't have a bad record against them up here.
We've got a pretty bad record against them on TV. That's the worst thing. When we play Leicester on TV, for some reason, we don't bring out our best performances, and I believe we're on TV again on Sunday. So we may have to change the pre-match routine and see if we can come up with something interesting and break that hoodoo.